Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I can confidently say this is going to be an amazing four-hour transmission on this Monday. We are back in a big way after close to a week off. Alex Jones here in the saddle. I told you yesterday on the Sunday show, when I got back into Austin from a brief vacation with family, that we had big 9/11 announcements today. And it certainly is big. I'll just direct you to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for an article by Paul Watson, another article by Kurt Nemo, and a 7.5-minute video that is just bombshell information concerning Building 7. This is as big as the BBC reporting the building had fallen before it fell in false start scripting, similar to the announcing that Lee Harvey Oswald had shot and killed Kennedy in New Zealand, Australian, and Thailand papers before his name was even released in the U.S., before he was even in custody. False start scripting of black ops. People say the government would make mistakes. They do make mistakes. They do get caught. They just don't get brought to justice. It's like torture of children to death is now admitted by the criminals because it's what they enjoy. There was no reason to do that. They just like jobs where they can do that. That's where real psychos go, is work for the CIA and interrogations. But it only came out because there are good people in the government who don't want to be associated with this. Same thing here. So you did it, you murdering bastards, you killers. And I'm not risking my life for nothing here. I'm not going head-to-head with pure evil. Mortal combat with the New World Order in the info war. When my life means nothing to them, your life means nothing. They revel in killing and hurting us. I'm not doing any of this to lose. I'm not doing this to fail. I am here to take on the New World Order. I am committed. And nothing on earth is going to stop me long after I'm dead if they strike me down or set me up. Long after. My information, the words, the videos, the work I've done will continue on. And no amount of debunking or demonization will stop it. And I tell you, a job well done, a job completed, is a good feeling. Does that mean I don't have other jobs to do? No. But we've exposed that they carried out the attacks. The majority of people worldwide now know it. While I was on vacation, I was doing some internet surfing, and I saw a clip of John Bolton, the head U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, calling for the firing of a U.N. Human Rights Commission head over the fact that 9/11 should be investigated as a possible false flag staged event. And he went on to say, I know this is the majority view at the United Nations, but he's the only guy that had the nerve to come out and say it. He needs to be fired. You see, the wicked end up telling the truth sometimes. It's the majority in our government, the majority in foreign governments, the majority even in their own global government. The average person at the UN means well. The average person at the UN comes from a wealthy family and went and joined it because they believe they're being humanitarian. They're compartmentalized and don't see what's happening. The average Republican's good. The average Democrat's good. The average Labor Party minion is good. The average minion following the Tories is good. The average person in the German Socialist Party means well. The average person in the German Conservative Party means well. They don't have the full picture. We do, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got the courage to look in to the New World Order and to face what we find in their dungeons. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. And it's even harder to gut up to the point to fight them. But it's a good feeling after you've been fighting them a long time and you're already committed and you know there's no turning back. That's a good feeling. Ladies and gentlemen, ultra-massive 9/11 news, ultra-massive Second Amendment news. Supreme Court's going to release the ruling today or tomorrow. Ultra-massive energy news, ultra-massive attacks on the Internet news. They are now materializing as we told you they would. This is going to be a transmission you will not forget. And then Jordan Maxwell, one of the granddaddies of fighting the New World Order, for 2 hours.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In 22 minutes, we're going to have Jason Burmes in the studio with us for one key segment on major breaking 9/11 news. I'll tell you about that in a moment. The Supreme Court is meeting as we speak. They've been meeting for 2 hours. They are making verbal statements on written rulings that is scheduled to be released either later this afternoon or tomorrow. Sometimes they wait till the next day for some reason. I spent quite a bit of the morning looking into that, the history of their rulings. It will probably be out in the next few hours. In fact, the media may be getting it now and putting their spin on it. This is what will happen. They will come out. It will be announced within hours, if not by tomorrow. And they will say, victory for the Second Amendment, court strikes down D.C. gun ban. But then it will say, but you're allowed to restrict the Second Amendment under law. And then it's over. It's all over. They're coming. And the fight, I guess, is going to begin politically or maybe even physically. They've never had a federal court ruling. They've never had a Supreme Court ruling saying it is an individual right. The previous ruling said it's an absolute right, cannot be infringed, cannot be touched, cannot be altered. We have seen the Congress strike down the Fourth Amendment in entirety last week. we saw the Supreme Court come out and say, oh, detainees, after months and months being held, get to see a secret federal judge, which itself is a total attack on habeas corpus, the Great Writ, every basic canon of a free society, classical tyranny. And that's a propaganda move. The Supreme Court is told what to do. They're totally controlled, and that's even come out and admit it, by the executive that fronts for the shadow government itself, a puppet. So they come out and Bush is, oh, I'm so mad at you, Supreme Court. Oh, you're so bad, siding with the Al-Qaeda. And people think, oh, they're a liberal good court. Liberal when it comes to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Total balderdash. The term liberal conservative, again, means nothing. Democrats come after your guns, your land, your property, your free speech. The Republicans do all the same. And then they have a phony fight between themselves. I was thinking about the Supreme Court early this morning at about 7 a.m. And then I got into the office and a few hours ago, got ready here at the office today. And they had unannounced, that's how they do it, just suddenly said we're meeting today to release our rulings, not just on the Second Amendment, but on a bunch of other things. And I was reading over the decisions they're about to release. It goes from bad to worse. And I was thinking about how I was 2 weeks ago at the Supreme Court building, and the cops came out and told us we couldn't videotape the facade, and I had to tell them it was a free country, and I was allowed to. And they said, well, you're not allowed to get up on the steps then with your camera. And I said, all those people have cameras. And they said, well, we can tell you're professional. And they said, you're not allowed to. And I said to the guy, basically, look, you're going to just have to arrest me. I'm going to go up there with my handheld camera. You can say no tripod, no big camera, but you can't selectively enforce. I'm going to go up there. And I walk up on the big steps, all up the top. I'm videotaping the front doors. You'll see clips of this in some upcoming films. All the little occultic owls and devils carved in on the walls. And there's these big bronze doors shining in the sun. It's about 110 degrees up on the marble because it was 100 degrees out there, record Virginia heat for that time of year. While we were covering Bilderberg, we'd also run into D.C. and get footage of the buildings and were harassed as slaves of a imperial corrupt system everywhere and watch citizens being harassed everywhere, orders being barked and treated like animals. It's all part of the enslavement, all part of the training. And this huge black cop comes out mad. You know, the cop down the steps, white cop, you know, had told me I couldn't film, and I just basically had to bowl my way through. This guy comes out and says, what are you doing filming? And I hear him behind, so I turn, and I hit my shin through my jeans so hard on the foot of the pillar. And it gashes my shin, and blood starts pouring out, you can see, you know, through my jeans. But I was so busy arguing with him about my First Amendment and then trying to get out of there that I didn't even really notice it. But it was kind of like this morning I was thinking about how the Supreme Court bit me in a way, you know, because being harassed by them made me make that quick turn and that move into the pillar. And it was almost like spiritual I don't even know what it means. I mean, it probably means nothing, kind of an omen about how evil this institution is and how bad this institution is and the corruption, the 50 million dead babies it's responsible for just in the last 35 years, and how that was really the real fall of this country, the devaluation of human life down to that point. Now the euthanasia of the old and the infirm and the wars and the murders and Mike Reagan talking about sexually murdering children. I played that clip last night. I'd heard he made the comment. I couldn't believe it. And he talked about sexually murdering them. But that's what they do at Camp X-Ray, and that's what they do at Gitmo. There's two camps within X-Ray. That's what they do at Guantanamo Bay. That's what they do at Abu Ghraib. That's in the training manuals, the acid and the objects. So Mike Reagan, of course, is obsessed with all that. They are a cult. He talked about how he wanted to murder the children by... I'm not even going to say it. I mean, you can't even say it on air. But I don't know. I was just thinking about the Supreme Court this morning, and I thought, when's that ruling going to come out? They won't say. They always just spring it on people. And I remember thinking in the shower, man, they just came out with the Congress saying there's no Fourth Amendment for any citizens, for no one. We'll all be tracked and traced and controlled. They've got to do that retroactively. And then I came in, and there it was, the Supreme Court attacking us all. But again, they're masters at making you think everything's okay, pacifying. You will hear it today or tomorrow. A victory tonight. Controversial ruling by the Supreme Court. Supreme Court rules that strikes down D.C. gun ban. Coming up at live at 5. Controversial Supreme Court ruling today says that citizens give citizens some right to bear arms. That'll be the variant. But another newscast will just say, big victory for the NRA. They never make it about the people or our rights, because it balkanizes us better psychologically with behavioral psychology just to say NRA, when they're actually an anti-gun group working from the inside to destroy it and to pacify millions of people that would be active in the quest to defend the Second Amendment. You will hear it today. By the way, I told everybody what Michael Reagan was going to say when he had Mark Dice on last Tuesday, but I was on vacation, so I didn't hear what was said until I got home Friday. And I did go listen, and it was exactly what I said. Go get the recording of me last Monday saying what Michael Reagan would say, and then go, somebody on YouTube can do this, go and get the Mike Reagan, and it's word for word what I said. Now, this isn't because I'm smart. This isn't because I'm great. This isn't because I understand the enemy. They have a playbook, ladies and gentlemen. It's just like watching the team you hate, you love to hate, in football, and you know what the coach is going to call 9 times out of 10. I know their playbook. And I said he would come on and say, I'd been visiting with the troops in the last few days, and it was so upsetting. They said they love the war and to keep it up, and they love to sacrifice, and they just love America. And I just got emotional and said, kill all the 9/11 truthers, and what they're doing is wrong and is treason, but I still shouldn't talk like that, and I'm sorry. Exact words were said. I know these demons' minds. I understand their weakness. I know who they are, okay? Now, let me tell you what you will hear exactly today. And if I'm wrong, and I'm occasionally wrong, maybe 1 out of 100 times I'm wrong, literally. Maybe less than 1 out of 100. This is what you're going to hear. You're going to hear three different variants today or tomorrow whenever they decide to release what they've already have decided on. Big victory for the NRA and anti-gun control groups. Supreme Court strikes down D.C. gun ban. They will then cut to someone saying, it's horrible, we're going to have more mass shootings. It's terrible. Then they'll cut to somebody saying, I think it's great. And they'll cut to an image of a guy with machine guns behind him at a gun shop to look shocking and like an arsenal to people. I mean, let me tell you exactly what you're going to see. They're going to come out, and they're going, and it's because it's a formula, folks. Okay, they're running it, the government. CBS Broadcast Center runs 4 of the networks out of New York alone. They send feeds to your local station. And then they just newsread over the top of it to give it a local look. Now let me tell you again. They're going to say big victory for the NRA. They won't say Second Amendment. They'll disassociate it from a general right because other rights are popular. So they'll try to politicize it. They'll try to make it partisan. Then they will, at the end of it, say, well, you do have a right to own guns unless prescribed by law, but the government can restrict and can make controls on them. And then they'll act like that's extreme. And then a reign of anti-gun terror will begin. They didn't triple the size of the BATF for nothing. Now, you will have guys at the local gun shop argue with you and say that it was a victory and tell you you're wrong. So, see, we're up against very hard times. Stay with us.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Their credit cards to spend the rest of their lives paying 18% interest on something that costs $12.50. And they didn't like it when they got it home anyway. Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the test. He said, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. That's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. Got a pencil in there, it's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education! Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things. The flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start? Left behind? Someone's losing ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in.
George Carlin, dead at 71, died of a heart failure last night. And I agreed with about 90% of what George Carlin had to say. His dad was a big ad exec for an entire chain of major newspapers and public relations. And so he's talked about it. He grew up seeing how they were BSing people when he was a little kid 60 years ago. His dad was a head spin doctor. And so he was told how things really ran when he was a child. And George, on top of the fluoride and the mercury, that's the main reason they physically can't learn. Those of us that would have been geniuses are just normal. People that would have been normal are morons. People that would have been morons are retarded now. Chemically, not chromosomal. It is a fact. I found hundreds of more quotes of Margaret Sanger and H.G. Wells saying, kill all blacks, kill all Latin Americans. Can you get blacks and Latin Americans to fight the New World Order? No, they love it. They love it, just like the dumb white people do. They love dying. They love taking their kid in and letting them shot up with cancer viruses. Does the jackass nurse or doctor know it's in there? No. They're another chump who thinks because they're a nice, sweet person that visits their grandma and plays golf twice a week and goes to church that the world's a nice place. It ain't a nice place. The CIA wrote manuals on raping children because they like to rape children. You understand? The people that like to rape little kids run our government. You understand these crooks bring the drugs in? You understand they run it all? They're building more prisons? They got brainwashed Prozac head nutcase military coming back filling the ranks of cops so fast it'll make your head spin? You think these cops care? They don't care. They get shot up with cancer and drink deadly poison and fluoride. As long as they get to strut around and act tough, they're happy too. You want to die. Most of you want to be slaves and die. Well, guess what? You're going to get to have it. By the way, they've got an attack pattern that'll completely destroy the web. I told you they were going to do this. Huge new developments. Giant 9/11 developments. Mark Dice in 30 minutes. Burmese in the next segment. Ultra-massive transmission. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at Naturally, that's 1L and NaturallyPure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers right now, and we'll be streaming video for the full 2 hours with Jordan Maxwell coming up in the third and fourth hour today. Mark Dice is coming up in 30 minutes with a quick 10-minute report on the latest developments with Michael Reagan coming out and saying murder children by putting hand grenades into their... I can't even say it on air. It's total perverts what they're into. You'll see that mantra in all their documents, their torture. It's an obsession. It's the legalizing macabre Jeffrey Dahmer type stuff. So he'll be popping in with us on the latest on saying kill 9/11 truthers, kill anybody that tries to wake the troops up, murderous, contract killings, the rest of it. Also, Supreme Court meets Monday. They're going to announce this afternoon or by the latest tomorrow, the Second Amendment death knell attack that'll be billed as a Second Amendment victory. Remember that. Also, really one of the biggest news stories of the day. There's so much today. I'm going to spend time coming up in the next hour on this. I heard about this last Friday. I read the bill over the weekend, and it is so horrible that it's really hard to even telegraph the full magnitude of this. Have a small business get ready for Dodd's eBay reporting provision. Buried in the 630-page housing bill which is very popular, obviously, with the mortgage crisis, is a provision that expands Know Your Customer and other federal laws that violate the Fourth Amendment and violate the Fifth Amendment. And they passed other laws. They passed back in, 4 years ago, it was billed in the news as a new law will give you total privacy with your doctor and with medical records. But in there, it states that any prescription, whether it's for a diaphragm or prescription ibuprofen, doesn't matter what it is, that it's instantly uploaded to the federal government from these databases and systems. Forget a Fourth Amendment against unreasonable search and seizure. Forget a Fifth Amendment against incriminating yourselves. You see, we're all wired into the matrix. We're all under surveillance. And then they tell the cattle, oh, you're not under surveillance. Remember Bush? Oh, we don't listen to people inside the U.S. without warrants. And it comes out they're listening to everybody non-terror related. And they say, okay, but it's to keep you safe. Now, under this, eBay, Amazon accounts, any website, any small shopping cart. A lot of these people have shopping carts that might make $200 a year, you know, with little dolls they knit. Or I know a lot of people that have their own shopping carts and might make $200 a year. I mean, gross. It says you will report, go under federal regulation, have to file reports and report every transaction in live time to them. Total violation of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Now, I told you that under the National ID Act, because I saw Ridge say it on television when he was on Homeland Security, and it was on all the documents, and it was in United Nations agreements from 2000 on the World ID taxation system, they said that when you even swipe your card at a brick-and-mortar store, you are going to have your name attached to even the cash that you're using. So you may pay with cash, but they're going to swipe your card. And the ostensible reason will be, well, we've got to decide which tax bracket you're in for sales tax. But and they've also proposed and have tried to pass at the state level, at the international level, and Europe's actually doing this in many countries, to then whatever you do on the web is instantly uploaded to a government website. And then they surveil your account, and the accounts and the software, by law, they want to be built to automatically report where you don't even have a choice. That's the next step. eBay and Amazon and others are already reporting on people that have subpages and are selling and using them as a merchant. And so this will go into all cash registers, all brick-and-mortar stores. And that's only one. Remember, 2 weeks ago I went over the five-pronged attack to destroy the Internet, and I said taxation regulation over every shopping cart, taxation over emails, taxation over bandwidth. And then I heard local talk show hosts in Austin endorsing it, saying, oh, this is a wonderful idea. You know, these people are getting the web for free. You having to pay even more taxes and have everything you do tracked and traced and have the power of even reporting on yourself, which violates the Fifth Amendment and Fourth Amendment, that's just even being taken away. That is not a good thing. So first there's been denial about all this, and now it's happening, and people are maybe going to wake up to it. So I want to spend 10 minutes in the next hour going through this, but that's also in the news. Have a small business, get ready for Dodd's eBay reporting provision. Now that Congress has all but decimated the Fourth Amendment with the intrusive so-called FISA bill, it's time to go after small businesses. Deep in Senator Christopher Dodd's 630-page Senate housing legislation is a sweeping provision that affects the privacy and operation of nearly all American small businesses. The provision, which was added by the bill's managers without debate this week, that's outside of committee, folks. They add it right at the end. Would require the nation's payment systems to track, aggregate, and report information on nearly every electronic transaction to the federal government, explains FreedomWorks. Now, this big public watchdog group read the bill. They did a decent job, but I've now analyzed it. Let me explain. Remember, I've been telling you, you heard about the governor of New York made a $10,000 transfer, and his bank reported it to the FBI, and that's how the prostitution sting started. Number one, that's not true. He was under surveillance before that. And then I came on there, and I said, no. The banks are illegally, and that's why they're trying to pass legislation. Everything you do is uploaded. The government's in all of the banks' databases. Kind of like I told you in 96, The NSA doesn't tap your phones. People think when there's water in the lines or a tree falls down on the thing and it clicks, you know, in some phone system 100 miles away, that that's the government listening. No. That's a local tap if you're hearing clicking, or a private eye doing it down the street from your house or under your house with a tap. That's the only time you hear clicking and stuff, okay? You don't hear clicking. The NSA doesn't tap the phone companies. They are the phone companies. $9 billion of whole hubs in 96, 97, 98, 99 put in everywhere, and then it came out a year and a half ago, and now it's on Frontline, breaking news, oh my gosh. Whole floors at AT&T and everybody else are NSA. Everything runs through it. All I did was read the Telecommunications Act, the Deregulation Act of 96. I mean, it said by October 1st, every cell phone would be tracked in live time off GPS triangulation. Not GPS on the phone, GPS on the cell towers, triangulating you down to 3 feet, listening to you, tracking you, and they even, people denied that was happening when I had all the documents, and then they advertise it to you. Oh, track your kids, track yourself, track your husband. So now they're even making money off of the government tracking system that's on you, but someone who even knows that their phone tracks them will still deny that the government designed it or by law ordered that be put in. You see, this is the mega, massive, complete denial. I mean, I have the government documents where they put cancer viruses in your vaccines, where they said they want to kill you and your family, where they said they want to brain damage you. We've made films. We've covered them. We've read them. I read some on the air yesterday. People just say, not true. You know, it's not my opinion. People say, well, you shouldn't get so upset. How can I rationally not get upset by what's happening when I know it's destroying our whole future, that I know that I'm living in a false reality? By that, the general public is in a false reality. They have no idea the magnitude of what the global engineers have built and are building around them. Okay, so I'm going to get more into that later. It's just completely diabolical. The average cop can't see it. The average FBI guy, the average school teacher, the average banker can't see it. It is so diabolical. It is at the scientist think tank level. And there are thousands of people that plan this who do know the full picture, and then a few hundred owners. And that's it. And they control it. They guide the whole thing. It's institutionalized. They do it in upgrades globally. You'll see the same system, even under the same name, put in with the welfare workers and the surveillance, and it's all being put into place. And every step they said they'd follow, they're following towards releasing controlled bioweapons releases, which they'll then use to claim that terrorists hit us, they need more security, tighten down us more, hit us even harder a few years later, tighten down more. And as the last of you are being killed in your compact bunker cities, the cops dying around you out in the streets won't even know it's their government doing it. It's their global system. It's their masters. They'll be looking under beds for Osama or for whatever new terror group it is, never knowing it's their masters killing them. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this right now because we don't have a lot of time. But we're going to take this clip right now and put it onto the Barry Jennings video and then put that out because I want to expand on the points that Burmese made in the video that's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. Okay, so there have been major new developments. And if you go to InfoWars.com, you can see those big new developments in the 9/11 truth movement. Emergency official witnessed dead bodies in the World Trade Center by Paul Joseph Watson. At InfoWars.com, Kurt Nemo has the story, Bodies in WTC7, Jennings Interview Demolishes Official Version. Let me briefly tell you what happened, then I'm going to throw it over to Burmese, and we're going to play the clip of Barry Jennings. Barry Jennings was the deputy head of emergency management there for New York City. He went into Building 7. There were steaming coffee sandwiches. They were told, get out of the building with a phone call. They get out. There's explosions that have gone off. He's stepping over dead bodies. And this is before either North or South Tower, the 110-story towers, had fallen. So he had told some local news that on record that day. So Jason Burmese and Dylan Avery and Corey Rove, they go out a year ago for Loose Change Final Cut. They interview him. They play little clips on air but don't say who he is. And suddenly he gets threats. They threaten to fire him. All this stuff happens. And so even though he agrees that we can use it, and we have that contractually, him agreeing to use it, and would it be important for the movement, important to get it out, we didn't put it out. I was the one of the executive producers on Loose Change Final Cut. Then the BBC backtracks who it is, this Guy Smith guy who came and interviewed me and did this hit piece, a previous hit piece on 9/11, and I'd say, what about Northwoods? What about U.S. troops massing to invade Afghanistan the week before? What about all the, he would, no, that's not going in the piece. Total hit piece. And at the end of it, he said it was fair and balanced. At the end, he just laughed at me and told me I was a nut, and it was a big joke. I mean, totally disingenuous. Then I, about a month ago, I was on BBC Radio debating him, and he said he was involved in this new Building 7 piece that's coming out, and they interviewed Barry Jennings for it, and we've seen the trailer. Now, a few months ago, they interviewed Dylan Avery in Denver for this, and the same guy, Smith, and he comes over and says, I hear it's a lie. I hear that you guys are making it up that Barry Jennings said that he was stepping over bodies in Building 7 or there were explosions. And I hear there's not video of him. Well, Dylan happened to have it on his phone and played it and tried to play it for the cameras. I'll bet bottom dollar, unless they pull it and re-edit it, and we expose the History Channel when they did delay it a few weeks and did change some stuff, because I pointed out that Hearst Publishing owned it and that I had heard they had an ad for the book not letting them know it was conflict of interest. And so they did have to go cut that out of the hit piece. So they may go try to change this now. But what we've been told is basically they edit craftily, and Jennings has been pressured. He said, well, it looked like bodies. I thought it was bodies. It might not have been bodies. I meant the stuff on the floor was like bodies. You know, and Dylan says, no, here's the clip. So we went on record. They were shown this clip. They were shown what you're about to hear. Jason, you did a great job on that YouTube video you and Aaron put up. It's up on InfoWars. But in the next 6-7 hours, we're going to get a new video up with this info, and this is what's important. People need to understand that we had to put this video out because now they're going to try to misrepresent or spin what Jennings has been saying, when all along you guys saw him on the news say something similar. You just went and got the interview with him, and the BBC is also going to try to cover up why they announced Building 7 fell. A lot of stuff's happening, Jason.
Absolutely. I mean, we got this interview last year, in June, actually, and he was a really nice guy. He had seen the Loose Change second edition. He'd even played it in his office for other coworkers. He didn't believe the official version at all. It's very apparent in the interview that we do, even in the little bits and pieces we put out there. And he did say that, you know, those explosions happened prior to either building collapse. He was trapped on the 8th floor until about 12:30, 1 in the afternoon, and when they did get him down into the lobby, he was stepping over bodies. I mean, it's as clear as day, and we know that the official version, the 9/11 Commission report, and 9/11 commissioners have said there was no loss of life in that building. Well, we know there was loss of life in that building. It was just an excuse for them.
But it came out years later that Secret Service agents and others did die.
That's right.
And there's bombs going off, explosions, nothing in any of the other buildings. The other towers are smoking. They haven't collapsed. Mm-hmm. And there's explosions going off, I guess, to clear people out of there. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, don't look down. And he looks, you know, and there's bodies that he's stepping over. And the larger issue here is, when we said we had this interview, the debunkers, who were congenital liars, admit that they lie to fool the public. They said we were liars and said that we didn't have this tape. Then they said Jennings didn't say that. Now they've got the BBC coming out and saying that. So we have to set the record straight and put this out. But it's not just Jennings. It's other firefighters, police, emergency workers saying there was a countdown to bring 7 down later.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the Kevin McPadden story. But when you look at it, I mean, this is a 47-story skyscraper. It is a ultra-spook house. We have the largest CIA base outside of Langley. We have the largest Secret Service office in the world. And the two emergency workers that went up there, Barry Jennings and Michael Hess, went to an abandoned Office of Emergency Management. And this should have been fully manned. They were both shocked to see that there was, you know, still hot coffee, half-eaten sandwiches. Michael Hess was actually there to meet Giuliani, who had gotten a warning to get out that morning. Although that's not on the YouTube clip, Barry Jennings does mention that Hess was there to see Giuliani and was freaking out because he couldn't get a hold of the mayor. So why was this Office of Emergency Management totally evacuated? And why is it that someone called Barry, and once he found out he was in 7, told him to immediately leave if there was no threat?
Yeah, we need another article at Prison Planet, you know, that basically headline, you know, emergency manager says bombs and buildings, dead bodies. You know, why this is an important interview. You know, A, they're trying to suppress it and spin it. B, they said it didn't exist. C, he corroborates what other people are saying. He's an emergency manager, deputy head. I mean, you start adding all this together, he's corroborating the bombs. He's corroborating big explosions and dead bodies before either of the two towers, you know, hundreds of yards away collapse. It's just absolutely amazing. And now they've obviously pressured him and gone and interviewed him, but watching some of the clips online, it sounds like he almost says the same thing, but then they just tell you, oh, that's not what you really heard. Kind of like the spin that that the producer of this new hit piece, Guy Smith, when I was debating him on radio, he said, well, they knew the building was going to come down all day, so BBC just got it wrong and said that it had already come down. Yeah, magically, three buildings never collapsed from fire, modern steel buildings, now three of them do. And then magically, BBC and CNN say it's collapsed in its own footprint, a total collapse, and then they give the official collapse. I mean, it's like them trying to make excuses about New Zealand, Australian, and Thailand newspapers reporting before Lee Harvey Oswald was even captured, before his name was out in the U.S., having it printed that Lee Harvey Oswald shot the president. Well, they got a time zone off by an hour. And that's admitted. I mean, you guys can't get away with this stuff. I mean, you run your black ops, you're going to be exposed. Stay there, Jason. Let's come back. Folks, this is huge news. Make sure this video gets out to everybody. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Did you go and see the picture of the amazing recent discovery at website AnotherUntoldStory.com? We told you the story in the last broadcast. Story of an astonishing discovery. A thousand-year-old book. Leather book perfectly preserved by the tannic acid in the dark, damp potting soil bog in Ireland. The very book, U.S. Public Law 97-280, says you and I need to read, says our nation and government was based on. What are the chances of the discovery? The chances of the backhoe operator spotting it? The chances of it being open to the page it was open to? A prophetic prayer page, a prophecy. National Geographic used the word potentially open to the very page it was open to. The word portentous means ominous, threatening, fateful, menacing, foreboding, ill omen. And what were the words on that page of prophecy? You can read them at the website, AnotherUntoldStory.com. The words are another untold story that may explain the suspicious, strange storms that the world is seeing. See the book and read the words on that open page of the book at website, AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Huge 9/11 developments. We need your help getting this story out. Barry Jennings, deputy head of the Office of Emergency Management in New York City. On the day of 9/11, he came out and said, man, there were bombs, things going off, dead people in Building 7 before either tower fell. The media covered that up. Jason Burmes, Dylan Avery, the Loose Change crew. They went, they interviewed him. They're going to put it in Loose Change Final Cut. They just made noises about somebody high up in the emergency system saying this. The establishment figured out who it was and went and threatened him, threatened his job, things like that. He called Dylan and others and told them that. Said, I know I said you can use it, but please don't put it in your film. And even though we had a moral responsibility to put it out to everybody, I argued against it, but I wasn't going to try to, even though I was executive producer and could probably have, you know, made them do it. I said, fine, but this is a big mistake. And then the neocons came out and said we were liars. We didn't have this interview. It didn't exist. Barry Jennings had never said that. And then there's this BBC guy who did this big disingenuous hit piece, told me it wasn't a hit piece. But then a few days into the interview with him, this is a part two he's doing on Building 7 last year, he just starts laughing at me and saying, I think you're nuts. And I mean, literally just laughing with his crew. And I was like, whoa, I've never had this happen. I mean, literally just like giggling. And I'd say, but what about Building 7? You know, what about Building 7? What about Operation Northwoods? What about how the U.S. massed all these troops to invade Afghanistan in the months before? And he just said, we're not putting that in film. And he just would laugh at me. And then they went and said that the Loose Change guys had said that there was paper found in a lake, but that was only a mile away, but that we used MapQuest and it showed 4 miles. When we never said that, the Associated Press and others said 8 miles away. Eyewitnesses said that, who people have interviewed. There was news footage of it. So it was all straw men, just made up. That's what they do. They make up stuff we haven't said, or they go get kooky 9/11 truth groups who are operatives or mentally ill, and then say that we are saying what they say. And so I, again, debated Guy Smith on the radio, and he said, told me a few months ago, yeah, I got a BBC piece on Building 7 coming out. And I said, oh, yeah, and BBC says they've lost the tapes of that day when they announced that the building fell, Building 7, before it did, 25 minutes. And he said real slyly, oh, we found them again, and giggled. We ought to get those clips off that interview. See how funny it is? They had 5-1 debating me on that show and would fade me down and wouldn't give me any time. But that's the point. When people demanded the tapes, because at first BBC was denying it was real. Then they said, okay, it is real, but we don't have the tapes. And they said, oh, we found them. And then he giggles. It's very funny, you know, to manipulate the slaves, to be on a power trip. And then they're now putting this out, and they supposedly have Barry Jennings debunking in that. So we've just put the video out, a bunch of it. There's more we'll be putting out. It'll be in the film Fabled Enemies. But that's only one issue of why we're releasing this. The other keys here, I mean, the bombs in the building, the fact that there was explosions before Tower 1 or 2 fell, the fact that Giuliani was out of the building, the fact they were told to get out of the building, the fact Giuliani later admitted that, then denied he said it, and then had to admit it. See, I mean, we've caught them here, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And another big issue is that supposedly the 9/11 Commission found no evidence of this. This is what Thomas Keene said out in Texas, and we have it in Loose Change Final Cut. Well, how could they have no evidence of dead bodies when they talked to Barry Jennings? How could they have no evidence of explosions in the building prior to either tower collapse when they talked to Barry Jennings? And it was several years after the incident. So this was for the 9/11 Commission. Yet it's odd. His testimony didn't make the final report, and Building 7 is only in a footnote and never actually discussed.
Well, that's why this is a big deal. There was an attempted cover-up of this out of the goodness of our own hearts, and the guy saying, please don't do this. We said, okay, you want a private life? We will do the right thing for you, the wrong thing for the country and the world. But then he goes and does the interview. Uh-uh. Gloves are off. Here it is. This is a cover-up unraveling. Did you just hear what Jason Burmes was saying? We're going to recap it all in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved